This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. South Korea is designating several southeastern provinces hard hit by COVID-19 as special disaster zones. This makes them eligible for financial support and relief. The designation is usually reserved for areas affected by typhoons, floods, and other national disasters. South Korea has over 8,000 coronavirus cases. Australia says all international travelers to the country will have to self-isolate for 14 days, and no cruise ships from foreign ports will be allowed to dock. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the actions are aimed at stopping the spread of COVID-19.
We know that the virus cannot be absolutely stopped. Of course not. No one can do that. But we can slow the spread. And we anticipate that will be what our task will be over about the next 6 months. No one can know for certain how long this will run. It could be shorter than that. It could be longer than that. But the measures that we're putting in place as a government is making those types of assumptions, but that is being updated on a daily basis.
France has also announced new restrictions to contain the virus. Officials have already closed major tourist attractions, the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre. But starting today, most other places where people gather, restaurants, cinemas, non-essential retail, will be closed as well. The United States is expanding its travel ban with Europe to include Britain and Ireland. French voters are going to the polls today to cast their votes in municipal elections despite an outbreak of the coronavirus and an outcry that the virus and the fear of contamination will keep many voters home. President Emmanuel Macron has insisted that the democratic continuity of the nation would be in jeopardy if the vote were delayed. Thousands of mayors and municipal councils will be elected in the two-round polls. For more on any of today's top news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Vatican has taken an unprecedented decision due to the coronavirus outbreak. All Holy Week services with Pope Francis will be held without a congregation, including Easter Sunday Mass. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
It will be a very different Holy Week for the faithful this year, particularly for those in Rome. No one will be able to attend any of the services due to the coronavirus outbreak. The large crowds in St. Peter's Square will not be possible this year. A note on the website of the Prefecture of the Pontifical Household that appeared late Saturday said the faithful will be able to follow the events as they are streamed on the internet or carried on television, but no one will be able to actively participate. Holy Week is normally one of the busiest times of the year for Pope Francis, with tens of thousands of people arriving from all over the world to join in celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says his country continues to prepare to host the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer, despite widening concern about the viability of the Games given the global coronavirus outbreak. Reuters' Soraya Ali reports.
The announcement comes as countries around the world shut borders and cancelled public gatherings. The Tokyo 2020 torchlighting ceremony in ancient Olympia was already held without spectators. But Abe and his government have been adamant that the Olympics will go ahead. Speculations about a delay to the event, which is supposed to start in July, has grown since US President Donald Trump said organizers should consider a one-year postponement. Abe and Trump held a call after those comments, but the Japanese premier said they had not discussed a possible delay.
That is Reuters' Soraya Ali reporting. Three U.S. troops were injured, two of them seriously, in a rocket attack against Camp Taji north of Baghdad Saturday. As Edward Uranian reports, it's the second such attack on the camp in less than a week.
Saturday's attack was the second on U.S. coalition forces at the Taji airbase since Wednesday. It follows U.S. retaliation Friday on Iraqi targets, including several Shiite Hashd al-Shaabi bases, one mostly a Shiite police base, and the Karbala airbase now under construction. Arab media says Iraqi security forces arrested the owner of the lot from which the rockets were fired into the Taji airbase, along with Iraqi forces at a nearby checkpoint who saw the attack. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says personnel are still searching for the perpetrators. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.